Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guests are Carrie Edwards-Isaac and Herb Upton, Carrie being the Vice President of Marketing with Shaw's Residential Business, and Herb being the Vice President of their hardwood business. So we wanted to talk about the wood market. A little background. We've seen where wood has been impacted by the success of LVT, and yet it's still the flooring of desire by the consumer. Herb, let me ask you first, if you would, tell us what some of the trends are out there in the marketplace.
Some of the trends we're seeing in the marketplace include cleaner visuals, less rustic, lighter colors, thicker veneers, and more exotics that are in the lineup. Traditional oak, white oak, is still very popular, but you're starting to see other species come out as well. So the offerings are away from your rustic and cleaner, longer, wider, still popular. Those are the trends that are happening.
Yeah, and at Shaw, your hardwood focus is across the three brands, right? You get not only involved with the Shaw brand, but also the Anderson Tuftex brand and the Cortec brand as well, right?
That's correct, yes. With our Castlecomb collection that's in our U.S. floors, that is our wood offering that is working side by side with Cortec and U.S. floors.
So let's go down that path for just a second. So we're talking about constructions now. Most people know Shaw being the largest engineered hardwood producer in the U.S., but you know have this on the Cortec side. I mean, you're offering now a multi-layered flooring with a real wood top that consumers are actually interested in because of how it performs in higher traffic and wet, life happens type of environments, right?
Yes, and in the industry we call these engineered wood hybrids. You have the cores that can be made up of a mineral core or a solid polymer composite core that's attached with a real wood veneer. So you have the strength and stability and the waterproof properties that is contained in these cores, but then you have the real life beauty and authenticity of a real wood veneer, and seeing very positive reactions out in the marketplace. Both Shaw Floors and U.S. Floors are marketing these hybrid products out into the marketplace.
You know, some people might be suspect at that because they ask, oh, these things are brand new. I mean, how can we really sell that to the consumer? But you guys have actually done some what you call accelerated or extreme testing, right?
Yes, we put it through the torture test, and whether that's around moisture penetration from the top of the product to moisture from the slab, Janka ratings, thermal expansion, these hybrid products go through the same torture that our traditional engineered wood products go through before we qualify and send them out to the market.
So I'm not sure which of you wants this question, but an RSA's got a consumer coming in. He or she says they're looking for hardwood. How does that RSA determine what product to offer?
That's a great question, Kemp. You know, today what we like to do is really have the RSA be that consultant to the consumer. They have no idea how flooring has been innovated over the past, you know, 10 years and even prior to that. And many of them may be looking at buying a wood floor for their very first time, or they may have bought it 10 years ago. So really educating the consumer, helping them to understand what the differences are that are out there, and then really listening to their lifestyle, the application, where it's going to go in their home, what kind of home do they have, and helping them make the right decision that is based on their specific circumstances. That's what a specialty retailer is so great at. That's why we love our partnership with them, is helping the consumer reach their design goals as well as their performance goals.
Well, let's talk about price points, because as I mentioned at the beginning of this interview, we've seen imitation flooring have an impact on this business, but that's only on the lower price points, right? I mean, the hardwood business, you were telling me before they started this interview, is in the $599 and above retail price point, right?
Correct. And that's one of the reasons why we did such a big investment in 2018 with Anderson Tuftex, really going after that premium market with our higher-end wood products. And then you'll see the same thing, I think, with Shaw Floors in 2020 and the investments that we're making now. In addition to the hybrids that Herb spoke about earlier, is bringing, you know, new life to the wood product lineup that we have today.
Mm-hmm. So Shaw, over encompassing, has three basic constructions in wood. They've got the multi-layered flooring with wood on top. They've got engineered, which is a traditional classic with a plywood core. And then you've got solid hardwood still as well.
That's correct. We participate in all three of those categories through multiple brands and multiple channels throughout the marketplace.
You know, Carrie, I know one of the dimensions you bring into your new role here at Shaw is that you love consumer research. Tell us a little bit about what the consumer research is telling you around wood flooring.
We've invested very heavily, actually, in the past few months. Herb and I have been partners on this initiative to really understand what's driving the behavior of a wood buyer from the consumer, and then also investing in understanding the RSA needs as well as the dealer or principal level buyer inside a store. What have we learned so far has not been a surprise, but a good validation that those people who are really interested in hardwood are looking for products that bring style and design, updated visuals into their home, but also add value to their home. They want to know that they've got that authentic wood floor that is going to bring that added value, whether they are planning to sell or not, so that they're when they're entertaining or they're having friends and family over, or even just living on it every day, they feel the warmth and the beauty of wood under their feet.
Mm-hmm. And we can put these products in kitchens now, I guess.
Absolutely. That's the great thing about how we have innovated over time, not only with the types of wood or the cores that Herb mentioned before, but the treatment that we give to the wood so it has a higher performance and value.
One point I'd like to make, because some people can be suspect about the launch of a new type of construction of flooring, is this the conversation we had just a minute ago about whether you're machine to market or market to machine. And this research is telling you what the consumer's looking for, and then you guys are constructing products that perform based on what their needs are, right?
I think that's the beauty of having both designers and engineers in our organization. We really work well together so that we're creating not only really beautiful products and floors that last the test of time, but also can perform under today's rigorous environment when most of us don't enjoy cleaning or spending time doing that type of activity in our homes, and really gives people the chance to just get out and enjoy life and not worry so much about, you know, what's happening on their floor or how to clean or maintain it.
You know, Herb, we've heard the news that we run on Floor Daily about the Zigraf cell, and then also about closing a plant at Anderson in South Carolina. And what you were telling me is that you guys are just reallocating assets and putting them where it makes the most sense based on the consumer's demand, right?
Yes, Kemp. You know, we are constantly evaluating our supply chain to make sure that we're aligned to the market. We need to make sure that we're bringing the products that bring value to the consumer. So in these most recent moves, we've made those changes in order to adapt to the trends. And in that, we've parsed out that capacity not only to our other plants in South Carolina, but also with Tennessee. And we also entered into an agreement from a solid wood perspective with Beasley Wood Products, Beasley Forestry. And they've been a long partner for years, and they bring inherent value and allows us to focus in on bringing great products to the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. They're the ones that bought the Zigraf plant.
That's right? Correct. Yes, sir.
All right, guys, good to catch up with you on the wood market. Again, been talking to Carrie Edwards Isaac and Herb Upton about Shaw's hardwood business, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.